Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you in part by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. And let's go to our sports line. Welcome back to the program, Tom Knudsen with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Mark?
Man, I'm doing so well. It's like we were talking just a second ago. Weather's turning, getting that perfect fall weather, great football time of year, and it's once you get that hint of that crispness and coolness in the air, it's just so fun just to be outside and to do fall stuff, you know?
Well, it is. It's to get that smell, you know. I mean, the smell of rotting leaves to some people is not very good, but that smell is you know, each season has their own smell. I've always said that. You know, the fall smell is, you know, I mean, it is its own smell, and it's fantastic. I love to smell that smell, and then, 'cause that means I know that the zero smell but freeze your nostrils is coming not too far away.
Yeah. And that, like you said last year, that's like pure air when you have
that's
that.
Right.
Really cool.
Yep.
But this is like, it's just perfect campfire season, perfect camping weather, and just to kind of take your dog outside on the trail, do a while. It's just perfect to be outside right now. But
it is, yeah, absolutely. You know, a little heavier coat, campfires, you know, you can enjoy them now because, you know, you actually have to use it to stay warm as opposed to just the feel for it. You know, mm-hmm. Like in the summertime, it gets kind of hot to have a campfire, but people do it anyway just because it's you know, outside. But definitely great campfire weekends, orchard weekends, those type of things.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need to do, you know, be doing because, you know, before long, you won't even be able to, you know, enjoy doing those things.
We also had what comes along with fall seasons, we've had that first week of deer season right now for the archers out there. And how's the first week gone, Tom?
Well, I think it's gone pretty well. So far, we've had 15 brought in. We've had two over 200. We've had two more in the 190 range, 190
oh, wow.
pounds.
Okay.
We've actually had three over 200. I'm sorry. Three over 200. We've got 17 point as a leader right now. That's you know, so I mean, you know, that's pretty cool to get those type of numbers in the first week. So, but that change, you know, that has changed. Back in the day, you know, you wouldn't quite see those yet, but with the crossbow season mixed in with the archery season, you'll see you'll see those bigger numbers are front loaded a little bit because of the crossbow.
We talked a little bit last week about the new online reporting system for the state, and have those who have brought their deer into you, have they commented on that? Are you getting feedback from the hunters on that at all?
Well, are we getting feedback? Yeah, a little bit. That, you know, I mean, poorly laid out, poorly done.
Okay.
And that for some reason the state has made some comments about why are all the deer being shot in the middle of a lake? Because they're requiring that you, or they're asking that you put in exactly where you shot it on your phone, like, you know, geo-tracking. Well, let's see, I've heard that Myers parking lot, I've heard, you know, downtown, you know, in the middle of downtown Brooklyn, I've heard that middle of Vineyard Lake being used. You know, the state's asking for way too deep of information, and they're not going to give it to them.
Well, they could always.
They're not
going
to go that far. They will give you the county. They will give you the township. That's all the state. You know, as far as they know that, as far as they're concerned, that's all the state needs to know.
They could always say on Jefferson Road, on South Jackson Road.
Oh, no, they want you to actually pin it on there.
I know.
With your phone, and that's too much.
Right. Well, like I said, I could say I got it with my GMC on Jefferson Road. You know,
yeah.
Right. All right. So, I mean, it's early in the season, and we want the weather to turn a little bit more for it to get a little colder, and then they'll see a little more success.
Well, we got to wait till the end of the month when the rut starts.
Right.
And that's when things get real wild and crazy. You've got, you know, a lot of leaves still. But for an opening weekend, it was phenomenal. If you ask me, I think a great start to the season. You know, a lot of people went out because of Saturday opener was a big bonus.
Yeah.
All weekend, people were coming in and buying licenses because, you know, it was the first weekend. So I think that being on a Saturday made a difference of people being active all weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been quiet during the week, which is not uncommon. And then we'll see them start to pick back up again starting tonight. You know, there'll be a lot of guys with this front that just came through last night, cold dropping, that you'll see a lot of guys hit the trees tonight for sure.
Well, and that's one of the things we don't talk about a whole lot.
A lot of hunters hit the trees, not just guys.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things we don't talk about a whole lot is that at Knudsen's, you can set them up with whatever license that they need for whatever season they're taking advantage of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. We sell a lot of licenses for the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely well prepared to take care of that for sure.
And that's always my preference to get my license at Knudsen's. I know everybody knows you can get them online, but to get it at Knudsen's, I always forget something, or else while I'm there, it's like, oh, you know what? Hey, for the season, I need this or I need that too. So it's kind of like my one stop, my shop, and I get to get all the stuff that I need.
Well, that's one of the things. Mm-hmm. When you buy a license at a licensed dealer, you actually get to go hunting that day. If you buy your license online, if you're buying a license that requires a tag, such as a deer permit, you can't go hunting that day because you don't have the tag in your hand. You got to have the tag to turn it in to the processor and stuff like that. So you can't be legal. We had a lot of problems with that last week where guys were buying them online and they're coming in. Well, I need to have my license print. Well, that's not how it works.
Right.
It's coming in the mail to you. So they were kind of upset with that. I said, well, that's not our, we don't make that rule. It's, the way the system works.
And we've got seasons that are overlapping, like duck season's coming up soon.
Yep, duck season starts middle of the state this week. Kind of clear on up. Saginaw Bay opens up. Houghton Lake, all that area up there will be open. So it'll be. I know there's a lot of guys from here who take this weekend and head up north and get their first round of duck hunting in for the season. And they will hit that pretty hard. And then you'll have next weekend we open up down here. So it's a little bit later for us down here than the last few years. But I think it's awesome. We're going to go into December pretty good, before the season closes, which is, to me, phenomenal. The farther we go into December, the better we are for duck hunting. That back end of waterfall is some of the best that you can have, and we kind of leave about 20 days each year setting because we choose to start so early.
How's the ammo situation for you then when it comes to
mediocre at best. We have stuff, 2-box limit on steel shot at the moment. So we should be able to take care of everybody. I'm going to keep it at two box limit until we get through next week.
Gotcha.
See how everybody does, and then we'll see what we can do from there. Slugs, regular slugs are doing pretty good. Sabots are still really tight, not coming across many sabots. But traditional ammo starting to build up a little bit.
Okay.
So we're not nothing like we were last year. We're much better than we were last year, but still not where we'd like to be.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else our listeners need to know, Tom?
That super secret big lake called Lake Erie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On fire.
Oh, now it is. Okay.
Now it is.
So, all right.
A lot of people got their boats put away, but it is on fire.
Okay.
For perch.
All right.
So I hear down at Erie Party Store, they're cleaning hundreds of pounds of fish daily because of the fish had finally showed up.
All right. Well, that's good news. That's really good news because we've been waiting on that for a while now.
Yep. Okay. And it showed up. They're there. So you might want to, if you got a good weekend this weekend, might be a great weekend to go take a few minutes and get your boat down there and go catch some of those perch down in Lake Erie.
Any news out of Lake Michigan?
Salmon, I got guys, one of the guys that works here was gone all last weekend up there, and he said he was able to drink a beer, go catch a fish, and not get drunk.
Okay. I was gonna say it sounded like a good pace there at first of Bud Lights.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said you didn't have to. He said whenever you want to go down to the river and and catch a fish. He said it was just, you know, he would just take catch a fish and then go take a break and catch a fish, go take a break. He said it was some of the better fishing he's had in years.
Good. Awesome. All right, Tom. Hey, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Mark. Take her easy.
Tom Knutson with the Knutson's Outdoor Report here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.